This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name. Zoraida Montal Vario. Zoraida Montalvio. RECIO, date of birth 04/22/1986, date of appointment June 20th, 2023, requesting physician Maureen Russell, MaureenRussellNP. Dear Maureen Russell, I have the pleasure of seeing Zoraida Montal Vario today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 37-year-old right-handed Hispanic woman who has a history of seizure since 2009. Last seizure was 2 weeks ago. She was in Jacksonville, Florida, and seen by the neurologist over there. MRI of the brain done, which was normal. EEG done shows right-sided sharp waves, diagnosed with complex partial seizure with secondary generalization. She also was living few years ago in Pennsylvania, and she had a long-term EEG monitoring done over there in Wellspan York Hospital, Pennsylvania. She moved to this area and she went to LS Hospital, ELLIS, and Nathan Litor Hospital for seizure. Initially she was on Lamictal and now she's on Keppra. She is non-compliant with medication. She is supposed to take Keppra 1000 milligram 2 times daily, but she is taking 1 time daily. A typical seizure is described as numbness in the mouth and lips. She becomes shaky. She becomes weak, with tongue biting, no incontinence, become unresponsive. Postictal confusion and tiredness present. Her memory is not good. When she is not having full blown seizure, sometimes she has only numbness in the tongue and lips. Past medical history, epilepsy, asthma, anxiety. Past surgical history, bilateral tubal ligation, hysterectomy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, Keppra 1000 milligram 2 times daily, albuterol inhaler. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink, occasionally drink alcohol, does not use drugs. She is not working, she is single, lives alone, have 4 children. Family history, mother alive with high blood pressure, father alive with diabetes, 1 sister with seizure, 2 brother. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having lightheadedness, confusion, blackout, memory loss, numbness, tingling, anxiety. Physical examination, blood pressure 90/60, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate, and rhythm, abdomen, sound, bowel sound, present, neck supple, There is no carotid bruise. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake. Warranted time 3. Speech, no fascia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug. Normal hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep tender reflex is 2-4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 37-year-old right-handed Hispanic woman whose history is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, epilepsy. Number 2, anxiety. Number 3, memory loss. Next paragraph. As patient is non-compliant with the medication and she is taking only 1000 milligram of Keppra at night, she is not taking the morning dose. I would like to change to the 1500 milligram Keppra XR at night. I would like to order the EEG. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.